News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now we cross to San Francisco for our latest tech check with Jess Kelly, because Jess, she gets all the good gigs here in News Talk. She was at the unveiling last night by Samsung of four new smartphones, one of which has a foldable screen. Jess, how does folding glass work in a phone?
It's pretty incredible. I have to say, firstly, this was like my Christmas morning, because we had heard rumours of the foldable phone before Christmas, and everyone thought Samsung would unveil it later in the year. And so we were all there yesterday expecting the S10 range, and then this man came out with the foldable phone, and there's no sound quite like the room of thousands of nerds going, oh, wow, at the same time. So the idea with this phone is that it is a 4.6-inch screen when you take it out of your pocket. It's a little bit bulkier than a standard phone, and that's because there are hinges all along the side, and when you open the device out, you have a 7.3-inch continuous screen. It is incredibly stunning. But just a little word of warning, it costs over €2,000. This is the first phone that's going to break the €2,000 mark, which is pretty hefty.
Oh, yeah, that is very exciting. Is it chunky as well, given it has to fold over on itself?
It's not chunky. It's a little bit chunkier than some of the new smartphones. If you kind of placed two high-end smartphones on top of each other, you kind of get a good idea. Even at that, it's not as big as the Nokia 3310 or whatever we were all carrying back in the day. It's definitely worth it. This is not a device that everybody in your life is going to be going around and carrying. It's aimed at people who want to multitask and do more with their devices. If you are someone who uses a tablet quite a lot or is constantly on the lookout for a bigger screen, this is the way forward. The idea is it's very much for the multitaskers. So say, for example, if you want to open Google Maps and find a location, you can do that on the 4.6-inch screen. But then without interrupting what you're doing, you just open the device out and you've got more screen to play with. You can also multitask on three apps at the one time. So again, you could watch a YouTube restaurant review on YouTube, funny enough. You could open Google Maps and find the location and then open WhatsApp and share that location with me all at the one time. This device has 12 gigs of RAM. To put that into context, a lot of the laptops that you buy in store today only have 4 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
So it's three times more powerful than a lot of the laptops that are available to buy today.
Yeah, high-end phone though, as you said, €2,000, the starting price. What about though the new S10 range? Lots of, I suppose, regular phone users will be looking forward to this. You got your hands on them, didn't you?
We did, yeah, we got hands on, which was great. So there were three in this range. There's the affordable, or so they say, S10e starts from 769. Then you have the standard S10 and then the S10 Plus. The key difference with the three devices really is screen size. So they go from, you know, a standard size right up to the big, huge S10 Plus. It gets a little bit harder and harder to talk about the key differences with these new devices. There's small things that are catching up with where Huawei are, because Huawei are sort of leading the innovation in terms of the standard smartphone. You can now charge somebody else's phone from the back of your S10, so should you so wish. There is the charging feature there. There are three cameras on the back, each one claiming to do different things, so you get better photographs. The screen is nicer. Like, the exciting bit really was the foldable phone.
Okay.
One thing for people who are a little bit obsessive about their screen space, the front screen, they've done away with the little black line, which is called the notch. So the selfie camera on the new S10 range is sort of embedded into the skin. It's called the Infinity O display, because all of these things have to have a name. So you will have pure screen and then a teeny little hole for the selfies. So
okay.
It's a beautiful looking device, incredibly powerful, and will be in stores on March 8th.
All right, listen, from San Francisco, Newstalk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, thanks for that. And look, there'll be lots more details about everything that was unveiled by Samsung on Jess's own show, Sunday nights here on Newstalk from 6 p.m.